It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Hope that you enjoy the show this morning. I'm going to give you a firsthand experience accounting of something that is so remarkable, and it happened to occur last week in the Birds of Prey National Recreation Area, which is in Idaho. But this scene that I'm going to describe plays out across every sky in the Midwest this time of the year, particularly along the rivers, the Illinois, the Fox River, the Mississippi. And I'm also going to talk about the NRA and what I think about the way their direction they're headed and how it's important for the future of hunting, in particular for the NRA to succeed, obviously. And then about the FOID card, our beloved firearms owner's identification card, which nobody can get in Illinois, and it's creating just havoc with our system. But let me start off with something that is just so astounding, and that is birds of prey. Eagles, hawks, owls, they have exploded in population, as we know they have, throughout North America. Bald eagles have made an incredible recovery from the endangered species list to where they're prevalent. And if you go out to the Mississippi River this time of the year, you can see literally hundreds of bald eagles. You can see them on the Illinois River. You can see them all over. I went to the Birds of Prey National Recreation Area in Idaho last week to see firsthand winter and birds of prey. And it is so stunning to watch these incredible creatures hunt. And the Birds of Prey National Recreation Area has an abundance of golden eagles, bald eagles, all kinds of hawks. It's a stunning sight. You'll see 50 or more golden eagles in a flock running the thermals. And of course, they're buzzards and all kinds of other avian birds. But watching bald eagles and golden eagles hunt in the winter on the snow is phenomenal. You need a good pair of binoculars. And if there is game in the area that is crippled or not doing well, they're going to find it. So I happen to be in an area where the concentration of pheasants and ducks and geese was prodigious. And what I saw was a spectacle of nature, which shows us, and I've said this before in the air, nature's cruel. We think of animals and birds, and we're compassionate people. For them, it's all about survival. And we forget that. When we try to humanize animals and birds, we forget they live for one purpose. They live to survive. Now, we live to survive too, but we're no longer predator prey hunters. We're no longer gatherers. We've moved beyond that. So our survival is a bit different. Certainly our ultimate goal is our survival. Theirs is every single day. So I watched these eagles, about 20 in all, flying the thermals over the Snake River. And if you watch them long enough, you realize they are not hunting as individuals. They are hunting as a group. And there was quite a large flock of ducks on the Snake River in this preserve area. And the eagles worked the thermals high in the air, golden eagles and bald eagles. And every so often, a bird would strafe the several thousand ducks gathered in this backwater of the river. And when it did, it would come like a jet fighter low. And it would flush the birds from the water, except for those that were too weak or sick or crippled. They couldn't get off the water. And then the eagles would hunt those birds. It's just spellbinding. They worked in teams. Again, you think of them as individuals. No, they work in teams. They hunt in teams. And the birds in the high thermals would be circling, getting the attention of the birds on the water. And here would come an eagle strafing the water, and a crippled duck would dive to avoid it. And then another eagle would come and land on a rock or on a sandbar, not very far from that crippled duck that couldn't fly or that sick duck that couldn't fly. And After a period of time, and this duck had dove several times to avoid the eagle's talons as this fighter bomber, you know, blitzed over the water. On about the fifth or sixth pass, over the course of about 20 minutes, with one eagle high in the air, this eagle came zooming along just above the top of the water with its talons out. And at the last second, the duck dove just to escape the talons. However, the bald eagle that had sat was standing on the sandbar, gravel bar, about 15 yards away. It was ready. Big white head, incredible white fan tail, everything you think about. And when that duck went under it, the strafing of the other eagle, that eagle took off and in three wing beats was over where that duck had gone down. And of course, the duck popped up and bam, the talons of the eagle were outstretched. And I was about 100 yards away with my binoculars up. I could see the talons. I could see the blinking of the bald eagle's eyes, if you will. It was that powerful. And I watched the talons sink into the duck. And the duck was heavy enough that the eagle couldn't quickly raise into flight. So it hit on the water with the duck. And then it flapped its massive wings. And it dragged the duck back over to the shore, the sandbar, 15 yards away, and began to eat its meal. And I'm not going to get graphic here, but it's phenomenal to watch. They eat from the back. They don't eat the breast first. They come at the back first. And then there were other eagles on this bird. And then, of course, they do what eagles do. They chase each other around, whoever can get the most meat first. But to watch this, and we all can do it. Whoever, wherever you're listening today, there are, in the winter, there are birds of prey doing what nature does best, which is eliminate the population that's sick and unable to fend for itself. It's a spellbinding sight. Go out to the Mississippi River, go up to La Crosse, go up to Green Bay. Heck, just go to the Illinois River. There are bald eagles all over the Illinois River. And 30 years ago, the sight that I'm describing, it was a rarity. I mean, you saw a bald eagle, you stopped. Watching these birds hunt is watching nature at its most dramatic, also its most ruthless, but it's how nature works. So I encourage you, grab a pair of binoculars, contact the DNR, contact the state park, find out where the nearest eagles are near you, go out on a winter's day and watch them hunt, watch them fly, particularly at this time when we're all feeling so confined. Watching eagles soar in the sky is a pretty cool thing, but they're soaring for a purpose, and that purpose is for their own survival. I'll be back in just a moment with more on the Great Outdoors Show, and when I do, I'm going to talk about the NRA and the firearms identification card in Illinois. Thank you so much for being with me. I hope you enjoyed the tale of watching eagles hunt. You got to see it firsthand. I can't really describe well enough secondhand what it's like. Go experience it with your family. This is Charlie Potter and the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for being with me this morning. And we've been reading, we've all been hearing about the National Rifle Association, the NRA. First, it was last summer, the charges of financial irregularities and individuals making, frankly, grotesque amounts of money and expense accounts. And at that time, I offered that, as did some others, but I offered on the air here that the NRA, for the first time in, well, a very long time, was going to be virtually invisible during the upcoming fall election cycle. And it was. The power of the NRA that had been on display for so long, particularly in 2016, was virtually invisible. And now the NRA, I think for political reasons, moving to Texas, they'd like to, but also for real reasons, has filed for bankruptcy. Imagine the National Rifle Association, the most powerful lobbying arm, or among the most powerful lobbying arms in the country, I happen to believe the most powerful, filing for bankruptcy. They want to get out of New York, where they're being sued by the Attorney General for violating their charter and for a whole bunch of things that, if proven true, will, I think, put the NRA in a position where they will lose their charter. And they're going to have to largely start over, and that's not easy to do, even with the brand name they have. So they've moved to Texas, or they'd like to move to Texas. So they filed for bankruptcy to protect themselves in bankruptcy court so they could move to Texas. And as an individual who's worked with the NRA, known past NRA board chairmen, senior executives of the NRA for a very long time, I have to tell you, I am so discouraged. And I'm also disgusted, because it is true that where there's smoke, there's fire. And things just don't seem right. One of the things that is going to happen, the NRA, which most of us just think is a gun lobby and about the Second Amendment, which is a big part of the NRA, but the NRA is arguably the most effective group at advancing the shooting sports in America, advancing education of hunters, providing all kinds of, whether it's BB guns or air rifles or 22s, Boy Scout groups, to all kinds of people. The NRA, arguably more than anybody else, in fact, no, more than anybody else, has been responsible for hunter education and the advancement of hunting in America. They're a group that's not focused on habitat. They're not Ducks Unlimited. They're not the Delta Waterfowl. They're not Pheasants Forever. They're not a habitat group. They're a hunting support group. And the trouble the NRA is in is going to really, really hurt their ability to advance the future of hunting in America. And most people don't even know the NRA does that, because it's not what they're known for, but it's a big part of what they do. Hunter education for the NRA is really, really vital. So I think the NRA is going to go through a massive change. I think the current CEO of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, is probably going to face some scrutiny and some tough questions, which we'll find out how well-deserved they are. But if they are well-deserved, that they're proven true, a shame on him. And if he's innocent, then shame on those who tried to take him out because they hate the NRA and what it stands for. One way or the other, we're going to find out in the coming months. And frankly, the future of the NRA hangs in the balance. So the National Rifle Association is much more than the Second Amendment. It's advocacy for hunters, teaching of hunters, youth hunting is really important. And if the NRA splinters off, which some people think it may well, let's hope that the hunter education and hunter advocacy part of the NRA is taken over by a group that can really further that cause, because it's been central to the advancements we've made for a long time. FOID card, firearms owners identification card. We hate it. At least I hate it. And I think most of you listening probably hate it. It has been a thorn in the side of legal gun owners in Illinois since it was put into place decades ago. Now, it's more than a thorn in our side and a tax on us. It is a wholly ineffective program that is causing thousands of Illinoisans to become felons because the state police cannot process the FOID cards. So as you know, if you have one, they expire. I don't know why they should expire. Why should you have to renew your FOID card? If you prove that you were capable of having a gun in the state of Illinois, why should you every few years have to prove it over again? But anyway, they expire. How would you like to renew your FOID card? And I know some of you listening this morning are saying, I know what's coming. How about waiting 9 months and still not having a FOID card? 6 months, 5 months, 7 months? People who applied for a FOID card back in May don't have it yet. A renewal. They own firearms. Under the law in Illinois, it is illegal to own and possess a firearm without a valid firearms owner's identification card. But you can't get one because the state is so messed up. And I would think, and that doesn't even apply to people who are applying for one the first time. If you're applying for a FOID card the first time, you can't own a gun or possess a gun until you have this card, but you can't get the card. So there are many individuals that I personally know who've purchased firearms or been given firearms and have applied for the FOID card, but they can't get it. They're felons. Thanks to Governor George Ryan, when he was governor, he made it a felony to possess a firearm in Illinois without a FOID card. When are we, the residents of Illinois, going to say enough? We're not going to take this anymore. We are in charge, not the bureaucrats. The state of Illinois turned this over to the state police. The state police are incapable of handling this in a timely manner. And whether it's COVID, whether it's the inefficiencies of the state, whatever it might be, we have a huge problem on our hands. We have a system that is broken and making felons out of law-abiding citizens who are not felons at all. I would urge you, and I'll talk about this more next week, that we need to get our state legislature to fix this, and we need to fix it now. It's inexcusable to have to wait 9 months or more to remain legal in the state of Illinois to have a firearm. And good luck hunting right now if your firearms identification card has expired. Hate to say it, you're a felon. That's tragic. Thanks for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.